Welcome. This is The Meridian Collapse by Theodore S. Davenport. I'm your narrator, Joan Pelham. Settle in. Prologue. The deck shuddered and Isla Jove grabbed for the handrail. Her toolkit swung hard against her hip, the impact bruising through her coveralls. What was that? Someone behind her. Male, young, his voice cracking on the last syllable. She didn't answer. The lights had flickered, not the steady amber of maintenance corridors, but a sickly green emergency wash that made everyone's face look like a corpse. And the hum beneath her boots changed pitch, went wrong, went deeper. "Stay where you are," she said, and hated how her voice came out then. The corridor stretched ahead of them, a tube of welded panels and exposed conduit runs. Pippin Hale was 3 meters back, his fiber optic tattoos pulsing blue against his neck, his glasses reflecting data she couldn't read from here. Behind him, 2 techs from hydroponics, twins, both wearing the same dirt-stained coveralls, and a cargo loader named Denna, whose name Isla only knew because they'd shared a lift twice. 6 of them in a maintenance corridor that was never meant to hold 6 people. The second shutter hit, not like the first. That had been a jolt, a shiver. This was a twist. The deck plates buckled under Isla's feet, the corridor bending like a spine about to break, and she threw herself sideways into a junction alcove while the metal screamed. Pippin shouted something she couldn't parse. The twins were already moving, one pulling the other back toward the hatch they'd come through. But the hatch was wrong, its frame warped into an oval, the door jammed half open. Then the gravity flickered. Isla's stomach lurched. For 1 sickening second, she weighed nothing. Her feet leaving the deck, her toolkit floating up to smack her chin. Then the rotation caught again and she slammed down. Knees buckling, palms scraping against the perforated flooring. Everyone okay? She was already counting. Pippin on his hands and knees, glasses dangling from one ear. Twins, both standing, white-faced. Dana, pinned against the far wall where the corridor had crimped inward, her leg twisted under a collapsed panel. Dina, Isla scrambled toward her, boots slipping on something wet. Waterline, maybe, or coolant, and she didn't look down. Dina's eyes were open. She was breathing. That was what mattered. Get the panel off her. Isla's hands were already on the edge, finding the seam, her fingers remembering the weight of 100 practice runs in The Sims. Pippin, get over here. I need leverage. He was beside her before she finished the sentence, his tattoos gone dark, his face pale. They pulled together, the panel groaned but didn't move. Again, this time it shifted. Just enough, and Dana pulled her leg free, her face screwed up in pain, but she was already testing her weight on it, already standing. Can you walk? I can walk. Dina's voice was steel. Good. The alarm started, full evacuation tone. 3 ascending notes repeated on a loop, the kind of sound that got into your bones and made you want to run even when there was nowhere to go. The comm panel beside Isla crackled, spat static, then resolved into a voice she recognized. Supervisor Chin, normally calm and controlled, now frayed at the edges like a rope about to snap. All maintenance crews, Section 7. Repeat, all available personnel to Section 7. Structural breach in outer ring, bulkheads failing. This is not a drill. I repeat, this is not. The transmission cut, dead air. Then a burst of static and Chen's voice again, lower this time, like he was speaking to someone beside him. They cut the feeds. They cut the, Jove, are you there? Are you there? Are you la? She grabbed the comm. I'm here. Section 12, Corridor C. 6 of us, 1 injured but mobile. What's our exit? A pause, the kind that told her more than any words could. There isn't one. Section 12 is sealed, emergency bulkheads dropped on both ends. You're cut off. Pippin made a sound, small and lost. How do you know? Isla kept her voice level, kept her hand steady on the comm. If the feeds are cut. Because I ordered the seal from main control. It was the only way to stop the decompression from spreading. Chen's voice cracked. Isa, listen to me. The damage wasn't an accident. Someone did this. The sensors show a pattern. Shaped charges, 3 of them placed at key structural nodes. Whoever planned this knew exactly where to hit. She thought of her father, of the way he'd looked at her when she told him she was taking the Meridian posting,